huge disruption there after drones were spotted in the air. The runway shut down just after 9 o'clock last night when two drones were spotted being flown over the airfield. The runway was briefly reopened at 1 minute past three in the middle of the night, forced to close again about 45 minutes later amid a further sighting of drones. Andrew McQuillan is an expert in drones. Well, you need a license to fly these things, Andrew, don't you?
Morning, Stephen. Yes, if you want to fly them near airports or near city centres and different things, you do need a license from the CAA, which you have to basically become, you have to do theory and practical skills in order to fly in a drone. But you can't by default fly near an airport like this anyway, even if you do have a license.
Yeah, because it's geo-blocking, and this is interesting, isn't it? Because built into the software of these drones, is a dynamic to stop the drones being able to fly within the vicinity of an airport.
Yeah, and it's called geofencing, and it's pretty much every high street drone. So if you buy a drone, any commercial drone out there, they all have this by default. And that's mainly because the manufacturers don't want the CAA or government to stop allowing to sell drones. So they put these conditions in to stop people doing stupid things with them. So to allow a commercial bought drone to fly at Gatwick, it will have to have been changed or altered or hacked to allow it to fly where it flew. And that's not an easy thing to do at all. It requires quite specialist knowledge.
So what do you think's going on here? Do you think someone has tweaked it?
Well, my main concern is, so as we know, drones fly for up to 30 minutes, typically on a store-bought commercial drone. This has been, the reports there of multiple drones flying for hours at a time. And that's the really concerning thing, because really there isn't technology out there to do that. They're called lithium polymer batteries, and they don't last that long, but they're very good at discharging energy quickly, which you need for propellers. And we just really don't have the technology to allow drones to fly for hours. 30 minutes really is the tops you sort of see. And if this drone has been flying for hours, that means something's very different with that drone. The reason, when they only fly for 30 minutes, the good thing about that is you have to just land and change the battery. And that's where the sort of police come in their response. You can track that drone back to where it took off from visually, or, for example, a police helicopter, which was around Gatwick, can track that back. And then that tells you where the pilot is. You send police there and you arrest that person because it is a criminal offence with sort of 5 years inside. But they haven't found the person. They're still looking. And that's the concerning thing, is where is the pilot? Are they even there? You can't actually pre-program these drones to fly from miles away to a location without the pilot doing anything. Yeah. So it's very concerning to see the length of flight and the fact that there's multiple drones at once.
Well, Andrew, thank you for that. Thank you very much indeed. Let's speak to our travel consultant, Simon Calder. Morning to you, Simon. So that's the drone that's causing the disaster. Yeah. Now tell us about the disaster at Gatwick.
I'm here in the South Terminal, surrounded by about 10,000 very, very unhappy, stressed, exhausted, confused people who check in with good faith. Many of them actually got to the gate and then were told, you're not going anywhere. They were escorted back. And there's a great long queue snaking the entire length of the terminal here. There are people booked on Norwegian who've been told just to go and queue up there and find out what's happening. Somebody has really got it in for their fellow man or woman, and also for the airlines, because this is the time of year when they should be making an absolute mint. And instead, they are faced with losses of, now running into millions of pounds, quite possibly the bill will be over 10 million by the time things get sorted out.
Simon, is that not incredible in itself that someone flying a drone, that our airspace is that susceptible, the air industry is susceptible to a £10 million bill if someone puts their drone up?
Well, look, whoever's doing this, let me take you back 18 months, if I may, Steve. There was a case where Gatwick, some idiot, and this is what normally happens near airports, some idiot thinks, oh, I'm going to fly my drone near the plane so I can see them landing. And that occasion, the airport was closed for 14 minutes. There were five-down versions even then, because this is, of course, the busiest single runway airport in the world. And as a result of that, they have tightened up the rules. You now can get 5 years, as we've been hearing, for flying a drone near an airfield. But somebody has planned this. Somebody has timed it to cause absolute maximum disruption. And Well, look, it wouldn't happen in Tel Aviv Airport in Israel, where they are extraordinarily good at keeping out all kinds of threats. But it's just one of those things where nobody thought that you could have somebody, you know, not for the purposes of extortion, not for the purposes of terrorism. It appears somebody just wanting to cause as much mayhem as they can.
How long was the drone up for?
Oh, gosh. Well, look, I'll give you the time frame as I see it. 9:03 is when two separate people working for Gatwick spotted drones in the airfield. At that point, they closed the runway. It reopened just after 3 a.m. They then closed it 45 minutes later when they saw that there were still drones around. And that's been carrying on this morning. Eurocontrol, which looks after air traffic control right across Europe, is telling airlines that it will not be open until noon. By that stage, effectively, you've had half of one of the busiest days of the year completely wiped out. And for every one of the very upset people that's sitting here not knowing what's happening, at another airport somewhere in the world, there's somebody else trying to get to Gatwick. So it's just desperately sad situation.
And you see, when the airport, Simon, when the airlines were grounded, when the aircraft were grounded, why didn't they just shoot the drone down? I'm trying to understand why they left it up.
Well, look, it's not that easy as far as I know. Now, I dare say there are some very good military solutions that could be used, and I dare say that they're employed at various military airfields around the world. But certainly nobody was expecting this at a civilian airport. So, yes, there will be an awful lot to find out about this. Whoever did this, whoever is the perpetrator, one hopes will be caught, will be incarcerated, and even if they pay one-tenth of the financial damage, they will be ruined for life. You know, if they've got a house, that should certainly be taken off them to make up for some of the immense losses that the airlines and individuals are going to be suffering. It's awful.
I'm sure you're a busy man today, Simon. We'll let you go, but thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.